Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Gardner, the Baltimore area varsity baseball coach. I feel like we have a good, positive baseball tradition here, being very successful over the years. As we learned a couple years ago, much can be said about baseball teaching life lessons. Baseball is a sport that teaches, although you can do everything right, you can still experience failure, such as hitting a line drive right at somebody, or a pitcher making a perfect pitch and still giving up a home run. It's those that can handle the tough times and bounce back that will be successful both in baseball and in life. We play in a very competitive league where often one of our teams is playing for a state championship. Some of our philosophies are positive attitude. We believe, want the kids to believe in themselves as well as the team. We emphasize respect. We model it first and the player and believe that the players will follow. Leadership, lead by example, especially from the coaches, then the upperclassmen, and then the underclassmen will follow suit. Baseball is a very simple game. If you execute the basics, you will be successful. However, if we struggle to execute the basics, then baseball can become a very difficult game. Confidence and composure are very critical, and especially baseball. If you doubt yourself at any time, success will be difficult. Introducing our coaches. Our varsity coaches are assistants Luke Gardner, Ryan McNamara, John Jones. Our JV is headed by Zach Rote, and this year assisted by Nate France. Our junior high coaches are Dylan Woomer and Brian Green. Our team roles. These are in addition to what can be found in the code of conduct from the athletic handbook. Baseball specific rules are: players must attend all practices unless they are absent from school due to illness or have a doctor's appointment. Players may be excused for other reasons if it is discussed with the coach prior to the absence. Second, during practice inside, players must stay in the gym unless they ask a coach to go elsewhere. Number three, any injury must be reported to the head coach and athletic trainer. Number four, during the playing season, if a player gets a detention, in school or out of school suspension, the player will not be eligible to play on the day his detention, ISS or OSS, is assigned. If there are repeated offenses, the player may be dismissed from the team. Number five, during a game, if a player displays unsportsmanlike conduct, such as swearing, throwing equipment, he may be removed from the game at that time and will receive extra conditioning. Number six, to earn a varsity letter, a player must play 1/3 of the total number of innings played at the varsity level. Of course, this has to be flexible because sometimes starting pitchers may not achieve that number of innings, but will still letter. Number seven, parents of or others not directly affiliated with the team may not enter the dugout or bench area before, during, or after the game. Number eight, parents may not approach the coach before, during, or after practices or games. If a parent wishes to meet with the coach, they will need to schedule a meeting through the athletic office or high school principal. If a parent has an issue or question concerning an injury to their son, they may call the coach's voicemail at 355-4868. Mailbox number 1150 or email me at james.gardner@beasd.net. Number nine, if a player is not content with his playing time, it is his responsibility to speak with the coach at practice. Players are not permitted to ask a coach during games if they are going to play or not. If after speaking with the coach and the player is not content, the player may then schedule a meeting with the coach and the athletic director. Number 10, negativism will not be tolerated by team members. If it is noticed, it will be addressed. If negativism continues, the player may be dismissed from the team. All right, we have to do team selections for the varsity and JV level. We look to keep 13 to 15 per level. There is no magic number there, so we may need to have cuts. We base these on ability and how many kids we have per grade level. Approximately 4 years ago, we started a junior high program to benefit our upper levels by teaching the same techniques, mechanics, and expectations. This is not to take the place of teener ball and should not conflict with it much at all. Maybe a little bit overlap towards the end. For all of our teams, varsity, JV, and junior high, full uniforms are provided. We ask that you take good care of those. Hats and undershirts are made. They cost approximately $35 per kid. We'll go over more information as far as that goes later. We will be having an X-grain clothing order. This is completely voluntary. We will send around flyers by email at a later time. Our official mandatory practice begins Monday, March 8th. We're sharing the middle school gym with the girls softball this year, so our practice schedules will vary. Junior high will be sharing the Wingate Elementary gym with the junior high girls softball. Concerning baseball bats, if you were looking to purchase a bat, not that we're encouraging to, but if you do, make sure they are stamped BB Corps. They must be BB Corps certified -3. For our practices, we wear old baseball pants for outdoor practices. I do have extras to provide if you don't have your own. If you have any questions about any of what's been said here, you can send me an email at, again, james.gardner@beasd.net. And just in ending, as coaches, we're looking forward to a great season and hope to see you around the ball field. Thank you.